It's a good thing that out of our three children, we only had one daughter. I could only afford one wedding. Now, my wife did all kinds of resourceful things to keep the costs way down. It was so nice of those guests to bring a sack lunch, I'll tell you, you know? The only time they've been to a reception like that. No, I'm only kidding. It was modest, but it was beautiful. But it certainly wasn't free. Oh, we like watching the video of the wedding once in a while, but we won't have to do the wedding again. No, can you imagine if her husband kept saying every few months, I think we need to have another wedding. I want to make sure we're married. They haven't needed to do that, neither of her mother and I, because we know we got married that day. Well, I'm Ron Hushcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about one solid beginning. Now, there's no doubt about it. That day in June, I committed my life to my wife a long time ago. If you asked me if I was married to her, what would you think if I answered, well, I hope so. I think I'm married. We probably got married to each other somewhere along the way. You'd probably say, Ron, if you don't know you made a commitment to her, you didn't. And you'd be right. And it's the same way when it comes to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our word for today from the Word of God is a great eternal life insurance policy for someone who's listening. But it's a life or death alert for someone else who's listening. John 5:24, I tell you the truth, Jesus says, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Man, that's an incredible statement about settling your eternity once and for all. Whoever believes will not be condemned. No fear of God's judgment for your sins. No fear of hell when you die. Never condemned. Notice the finality. It says, he has crossed from death to life. It's like that day I made my lifetime commitment to my wife. I crossed over, past tense, from single to married. Well, there's either been a time when that change took place or not. It's the same way with knowing Christ. It's all based on whether or not there's been a time when you consciously believe. That means put all your trust in Jesus Christ to have your sins erased from God's book, your judgment canceled, because he took your judgment on the cross. I had a meeting where there many young people had publicly committed themselves to Jesus, and one young man said to me, I've done this before. I've done it lots of times. Well, that would be sort of like me telling you that, my wife and I had to have continual weddings to make sure we had a married relationship. The good news is if you told the Lord you're turning from your sin and pinning all your hopes on him, you have the relationship. You can quit trying to get it. You've passed over, past tense. It's settled. Satan would love to have you spend the rest of your life wondering whether or not you belong to Jesus, so you'll never get on with really living for him. If you know you've made that lifetime commitment to him, let's get on with the relationship. But as I'm talking about this, maybe you're realizing you're not sure there's ever been a solid, definite beginning with Jesus in your life. You don't have to remember exactly when it was, but you have to know that it was. I wonder when that time was when you said, Jesus, I'm all yours. Maybe you've been around Jesus your whole life. You've learned tons about him. You feel good about him. Maybe even do good things for him. And yet, you still may have missed your personal moment at his cross, trusting yourself to the one who was dying there for you. That's equivalent to, well, say, I was dating my wife, got to know all about her, got engaged to her, but somehow never having a wedding day. If there has never been a clear, definite beginning to your relationship with Jesus, please make it today. Literally, in these next few minutes, you could cross over from death to life and know you did. The issue here is literally life forever or death eternally. Jesus, I'm yours. You died for me. You rose from the dead to bring me eternal life. I'm yours beginning today. Go to our website. It will help you be sure you belong to him. anewstory.com. Get there as quick as you can today. anewstory.com. God may have given you this one more opportunity to move from death to life. It's the only opportunity you can really be sure of.